الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to come to the masjid to pray Salatul Jumu'ah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to enjoy the break that we're having right now, inshallah, with our families and friends and relatives. And subhanallah, you know, this weekend is the weekend, let's say, of Thanksgiving. And now I hope probably some of us understand Thanksgiving possibly from the American experience of, you know, eating turkey and spending some time with family and so on and so forth. But let's just take that experience for a bit, for a moment, and see how that is supposed to play out in the life of a Muslim. What does it mean for a Muslim to give thanks? How do I give thanks as a Muslim? And what does it mean to give thanks? Who do I give thanks to, right? When we talk about Thanksgiving in the American experience, we are, quote unquote, giving thanks to the natives after obliterating them from the face of America, right? Which is very problematic. And unfortunately, sometimes human beings, they do this. They'll push a certain creature to the point of extinction and obliteration, and then we feel sorry for them. Say, oh, you know what, we almost killed this from the face of this earth, now let's feel sorry for it. Let's create a problem and then look for a solution. What does Islam teach us? Islam teaches us that we should avoid creating the problem to begin with, right? So Islam teaches us that we give thanks to every single thing that Allah created in the universe, from a speck to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to give thanks for everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ, that a person who cannot give thanks to other human beings cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be grateful and thankful to everything around us. We have to be grateful and thankful to the environment that Allah has given us. We have to be grateful and thankful to the type of food that Allah has provisioned for us. We have to be grateful and thankful for the sweet water that we drink. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his life, taught human beings and Muslims most especially how to be thankful for everything that you have. As a Muslim, are you allowed to waste water? You're not. The Prophet ﷺ said that if you are making wudu and using fresh water, which is a natural resource given to us as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how do we thank for that? The Prophet ﷺ is teaching us right now. He said, when you're making wudu at the bank of a river, where? At the bank of a river. So it means what? There's abundance of water. There's abundance of water. He's not saying in the desert where you don't have any water. He's saying at the bank of a river where you have abundance of water. He said, make sure that you make wudu in such a manner that you don't waste any of it. Subhanallah. Look at the depth of this statement. As a Muslim, we are supposed to use the resources that are given to us in a manner that we don't waste them. We talk about human rights, we talk about environmental rights, we talk about animal rights. Who is teaching us this to begin with? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the most pioneering prophet out of all the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam to teach us this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is teaching us that when you go to hunt, right, to kill an animal, you should not kill an animal for fun. Subhanallah. How much amount of poultry and meat we wasted it in the industry? I mean, we cannot even fathom how much we waste. The amount of waste that we create is unimaginable. And then we talk about, well, we have these problems. We're creating the problems. Islam is teaching us, don't create the problem. That is the true way of giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, within us, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ Allah says in the Quran. We talked about a few things from outside us. Now inside us, Allah has given us so many blessings. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would get up in the morning and he would look in the mirror. And what would he say? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fahassin khuluqi. Oh Allah, you have beautified and perfected me in the way you created me. Hassanta khalqi. The way you created me is beautiful. It's perfect. Right? Beautiful, symmetrical. Right? Fahassin khuluqi. So beautify my character. This is how you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the beauty that Allah has blessed you with in the eyes that He gave you, in the ears that He gave us, in the beautiful body that He gave us. By using the abilities that we have, the rational abilities, the physical abilities, the beauty, the perfection, in a way that is beautiful. In a way that is compassionate. In the way that is devoid of takabbur. In a way that is devoid of ostentation and pride. How many of us, sometimes we look in the mirror and we take a photo to post it on Instagram and it's like, mashallah. Right? And why are we posting that? Are we posting that to please Allah, or to na'udhu billah, do something which is going to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of the abilities and faculties and facilities that Allah has given us within ourselves, we use it to give shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you want to talk about thanksgiving for a Muslim, that is the most important aspect of his life. The differentiating factor between a Muslim and a kafir is a Muslim is a shakir. And a kafir is not a shakir. Kafir means the one who is not thankful. Literally. That is the lexical meaning of a kafir. Meaning what? Kafara. Kafara bi ni'matillahi. He was ungrateful for the blessings that Allah gave him. Muslim is the opposite of that. He is thankful for the blessings that Allah gave him, Allah gave her, Allah gave you, Allah gave me. So we have so many blessings. And in order to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment of our life, we cannot live in the world that we're living in today and reduce, you know, giving thanks, whether it's to Allah or whether it is to your parents, whether it is to your father or your mother or your teachers, to one particular day of the year. Thanksgiving, Teacher's Day, Parents' Day, Father's Day, Mother's Day. Well, guess what? Does it mean that we're supposed to be grateful and thankful to Allah and these important parents and teachers in our lives on that one particular day? No. That is not how a Muslim looks at these things. For a Muslim, every day is supposed to be like that. The Prophet ﷺ gets up every single day, and when he looks in the mirror, every day he's reciting this dua. So you have to be thankful and grateful, even for your kids. As parents, sometimes we think that, you know, kids are just, you know, subordinate to us, and they have to do what they have to do for me, and I don't have to do anything for them. No, you have to be, as a parent, thankful for your kid. Do whatever is in your ability to not just make them successful in this world, but make them successful for eternity in the hereafter. You have to be compassionate towards them. Hajar radiallahu anha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the act of the mother. What was she trying to do when she was in the desert between Safa and Marwa? What was she trying to do? Was she doing tahajjud? What do you think? She doing tahajjud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, made that tahajjud as an obligation for the ummah till the day of judgment? No. Her child, Ismail radiallahu anhu, is crying, and she is running from Safa to Marwa in search of water. Not to make wudu, not to take ghusl, but to make sure the survival of the child. Subhanallah. The motherly act of compassion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved it so much that he made it as an obligation for anyone who is doing umrah or hajj till the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Not just women. Men have to do it rather. Right? So it's not just the mother's job to be compassionate. It's also the father's job. But the idea that I'm trying to corral towards is that we have to be thankful for everything. We have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times and in all circumstances. And subhanallah, as Muslims, and I'll finish with this, living in America, we have a great deal of blessings and a great deal of freedom when it comes to the practice of religion, when it comes to being able to fulfill the obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to being able to speak up about what is happening wrong in the other parts of the world, we have freedom of that. And that is a blessing, my brothers and sisters. That is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we should not take it for granted. We should do whatever we can in our capacity to use that ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we don't, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might take that away from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you give thanks for the blessings that you have, and this is a blessing, it is a blessing to pray Jumu'ah in the masjid. There are parts in the world right now, you know and I know, where people are not able to make wudu. Their water has been shut off. They're not able to pray. They could be bombed as they're praying. Yes or no? We have a blessing. They cannot say anything in some parts of the world about being a Muslim. They cannot expose their Islam. We have a blessing. So we should not shy away to be a Muslim. Should not shy away to speak the truth. Should not shy away to say this is wrong when it is wrong. We should not try to water down our Islam, because we don't have to. It is un-American to not be a practicing Muslim, because it is part of the constitution on which this country was built upon, that you have the freedom to practice your religion. That is why they came to America. Study the history. So we have, it is un-American to not be a Muslim who is practicing. It is un-American to hide your Islam. So we should practice our Islam. We are not second-class citizens in this country. We should live like that. We should stand tall and be proud to be a Muslim, right? And give, that is the way to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of being able to do what we are able to do. And Allah says, "Wala in kafartum." And if you are ungrateful, kafartum, as I said, kafara. Kafartum, Allahu Akbar. Very severe ayah. Inna azabi lashadid. Indeed, my azab, my torment is very severe. May Allah protect us from all kinds of torments and trials and tribulations in this world and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, protect us, inspire us, and give us all tawfiq to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in each and every circumstance of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll have a few minutes for sunnah. Jazakumullah khair. Inshallah, please move forward, inshallah, if you see any space, so we can make some space for brothers in the back. And we also have another open space on my right, which is your left. You can also go there, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khair.